from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Well, welcome in, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Thursday to you. It is a roundtable Thursday here on Ben and Woods. I've been thinking about it all morning. Very excited for 5 hours of broadcasting today here on the home of the San Diego Padres, 97.3 The Fan. I am Woodsy. That is Paul Reindel. He is the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
And to my left is Benjamin R. Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning. Officially the last day of the All-Star break.
Yep.
Padres back in action tomorrow against the Cleveland Guardians. And our summer break will wrap up tomorrow morning as well. It's been a really fun week.
Yeah, it has been a phenomenal week. Was so so very proud of yesterday's show. a day where there was really not a lot to talk about. Came in and, you know, listen, I don't want to brag, but I feel like we knocked that SOB right out of the park yesterday. I was driving home on a high, and it felt really good. It has been a long, long week. And, you know, as it is summer break and we tend to explore the space a little bit more than we normally do, which is a lot. We have a very special guest this morning that we have brought in to the program. I'd like to introduce the Tier 1 audience to Dr. Ken Kern. He is a San Diego-based cancer surgeon, oncology research physician, and the part we're interested in today, he's a medical hypnotherapist. And Ken, first of all, welcome to Ben and Woods. It's great to have you.
Great. Thank you for inviting me. Appreciate it.
Do you want us to call you Dr.?
Dr. Ken is good.
Dr. Ken's great.
Right.
Dr. Ken's great. So it's great to have you here. It's something I've been interested in talking to someone about for a long time. I'm a pretty open-minded guy, and I have a partner over here who's not as open-minded. We've always had these discussions on the air, so it's been fun to talk about it and just get your perspective on hypnotherapy. And we had a great conversation this morning when you got here, and we just wanted to have you in today and maybe you can educate some people show people, kind of tell people what it is that you do.
Excellent. And thank you for having me. You know, I am a medical hypnotherapist, but my main interest and one reason I'm really happy to be on the show is the ability of hypnosis to improve sports performance. I have a lot of experience with golfers, for example. And yes, golfers,
yes.
Correct.
See, now you're talking.
All right. How open is your mind now, Ben?
You know what? I as closed as I usually am. Anything that can help me shave a few strokes, all of a sudden, I'm quite interested
correct.
In what Dr. Ken has to say.
And other athletes, and I've done some work with San Diego State and other athletes, but golf in particular, what it does, and I think Ben will agree with me, it brings out, it causes stress in a person, and it brings out parts of a personality that override what they want to do, makes them tense and makes them not swing properly and aim accurately and
sure.
things like
yes.
that. Yes. So hypnosis gets into a deeper part of the mind. It actually works at a level in which you're not aware of things you're doing, and it helps change those things through the power of suggestion. when you're a little kid, you're actually in hypnosis all the time, and your parents are programming you and teaching you and giving you morals, and I know you have some great kids, Woodsy. And as you're an adult, you will hang on to those things as you're programmed, and sometimes we pick up programs that aren't good for us, and hypnosis can reverse those things.
I picked up quite a few programs along the way that weren't exactly right. good for me, one after the other, after the other, after the other. And, yeah, it's kind of the constant battle of making sure those programs are kept at bay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, I came here today and I worked with you a little bit before the show, mainly because I don't want to be teaching the public how to do a hypnosis induction, which requires really a professional to do it.
Well, this is the really, really fascinating part, and I didn't know this. You had talked to Pauly first, and yeah, actually going on the air and hypnotizing me, attempting to hypnotize Ben, whatever. There have been cases of kids like learning how to do this on YouTube, trying to learn how to do this on YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. We don't want any of that. We don't want any of our audience messing with other people in our audience.
We've seen injuries, kids fall down, hit their head very seriously, all kinds of things by amateurs looking on YouTube and trying to train themselves. So what I did was I came here, I worked with you, precondition you, and why don't we do some of that right now?
Okay.
So I would love to say the preconditioning that you just mentioned, that was one of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen in my life. Like, when you did what you did to Woods, he was completely, he hit the ground, you kind of caught him. I was like, this doesn't really happen.
Now, this happened before I got here, so I am with the audience here, and I am fascinated
to see
what we're about to see.
It was unbelievable to witness.
So this is a method from the '50s called a little bit of a disequilibrium induction, in which the mind is thrown off by disequilibrium, and then it's able to accept the suggestions I gave him.
Right.
So let's have you push your chair back a little bit and come a little bit closer to me. And that's good right there. Now, we gave you some triggers and some responses. For example, we said, sleep now, and just like that. And now, Woodsy, I want you to go deeper for me as I talk to you. I'll count from 10 down to 1. You're a superb person to be in hypnosis. We can tell you've got a very smart, very creative mind. That's it, going deeper and deeper. And you can see that Woodsy looks like he's asleep, but he's not asleep. And he's not faking this. This was a stimulus response. I can guarantee you, if he was not hypnotized, he would not be doing this. Woodsy, can you hear everything I say? Yes, you can.
Stop
and yet, you're completely relaxed. And now the interesting part about this is what we sort of show people, but this isn't the part we're interested in. The part we're interested in is how suggestions can be given to improve someone's life, to improve their performance at golf, to improve their performance in sports, to get rid of various bad habits, because those are running in deeper programs. So, for example, Woodsy is sitting here like this. Put your head up straight with your eyes closed, Woodsy. That's it. Now, your eyes are tightly closed, Woodsy. In fact, they're so tightly closed, the harder you try to open your eyes, the harder they are, the tighter they lock closed. When I count to three, one, two, three, try and open your eyes. You notice they lock tighter and tighter. Try hard now so your audience doesn't think you're faking
it. His eyes are twitching. Oh, he can't do it.
Yes, okay, now stop trying and just go down even deeper now. Now, this time, that's it. This time, Woodsy, put your head up. We're going to take your arm out like this, straight. Now, it's going to become a rigid steel bar when I touch the elbow, I touch the shoulder. Rigid at the wrist. Make a fist, Woodsy. It's a bar of steel, like a bar of steel. It is so locked in position at the shoulder that the harder you try to bend that arm down, the more it resists you bending it. Try hard to bend that, push that arm down. I can't push it down. You can't push it down. Really try. I'm going to push against it, and it will stay locked like that. Now, the interesting part is, Woodsy, I'm going to have you open your eyes. I want you to look at your arm before you do. Yes, it looks like a baby's arm. It's all shriveled up. It's a tiny little stump. It's a little crooked thing, like a little crooked tree. I want you to remember this so that after you're out of this, you can explain to the audience exactly what it looked like. It's clearly not normal. It's a funny-looking tree branch, perhaps, or some odd-looking thing. And when I tap on it, you're going to go back into hypnosis even deeper and relax your arm and sleep way down. That's excellent. That's excellent. Now, one of the things about hypnosis you've seen here is he has a trigger word and a response. And the trigger word is sleep, but he's not asleep. He already said he's not asleep, and he wouldn't, if he was asleep, he wouldn't hear anything. The response is this relaxed state. But the real responses we want, obviously, would be improvements and things he do. All of this is a demonstration for your audience, but what we really want in hypnosis is improvement in behaviors, improvement in life, and improvement in things. Now, let me show you how the emotions can be altered by hypnosis in the sense you can actually control. In a moment, I'm going to have you look at a book. This book is The Fellowship of the Rings. It's just a story, you know, by J.R.R. Tolkien. And I'm going to ask you to look at a page, and every page on the left side of this book is the funniest thing you've ever seen. And in fact, you'll start laughing when you look at the pages on the left side. And then when you look at the pages on the right side, when I tell you to, you'll start crying. So now, Woodsy, open your eyes. Take the book from me. One, two, three. There you go. Look at that left side. Look how funny that is. That's right. You can start laughing. You'll notice it comes up from, it gets funnier and funnier and funnier, and you start laughing louder and louder and louder. I know, and it's so funny. Now you start laughing like a little kid, Woodsy. Like a little tiny kid. Yes, like a little kid laughing and laughing. And now you're laughing like an evil witch, Woodsy. Like an evil witch. Yes, Woodsy. Evil, evil Woodsy. Now like an insane madman, Woodsy. Ah, yes, 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 Dr. Evil, that's right. And now like a little old lady, very sweet little old lady, that's it, Woodsy. Oh, like a little old lady, oh, yes, yes, yes. Like Mr. Magoo, Woodsy, like Mr. Magoo, yeah, like Mr. Magoo. Oh, yes, Woodsy, yes. Okay, stop laughing, Woodsy, that's it. Very good. Look on the left side now. Oh, it's so sad on that left side. Oh, I know, it's very sad. Your face will turn down. You might get a little tear in your eye. It's very sad on the left side, I know. How? Why? How could this even happen, Woodsy? It's so sad, I know. I know. Now look on that other side again. Look at how funny that other side is. Oh, you'll start laughing again. Oh, like an insane madman, it's so funny. Evil Woodsy, you're so evil. Yes, Dr. Evil Woodsy is his name. Oh, yes, it is so funny. Okay, sleep now, Woodsy, sleep now. That's it. Sit back. Now, normally, Woodsy, if we were in a show environment, we'd have people applaud because you've done so well. Just take a breath in, Woodsy, and just let it out. You've done so beautifully. You've done so beautifully well. So you see, people can control their emotions if they can get to that inner mind and override a program that has them perhaps unhappy in something that's happened a long time ago. They can get over it in the present. Very good. Now, the other thing we can demonstrate.
We're talking to Dr. Ken here. He's a medical hypnotherapist, yes, in studio, and I, as skeptical as I am, I'm watching Woods, yes, and this is as authentic as I think I've seen anything.
Yes, now, because you know Woodsy, and you know he would not be doing these things without deeper hypnosis. That's good. Now, sit back in your chair with your head up. Excellent, excellent. Now, this time, I'm going to ask you to put both arms out straight in front of you, Woodsy. Put both arms out. Interlock your fingers. Like that, exactly. Now, when I tap on them, I want you to imagine that these hands are locked together because they're carved from a single block of wood or stone, Woodsy. They're carved together. In fact, they never were separated. In some way, you were born with your hands locked together. That's just the way you've been going through life. They're fused together, locked together now. They're tighter and tighter. Now, Woodsy, I'm going to have you try to pull those hands apart, and the harder you try, the more they stick together. Go ahead and give it a try. Now, open your eyes and look at yourself trying to pull those hands apart. That's quite amazing. Yes, try a little bit harder. That's it. Will they come apart?
Yep.
The harder you try, they will not. Now, when I tap on them, you just relax your hands and close your eyes and go even deeper. One, two, three, and now. There you go, way down. And your hands come apart. That's very, very good. Excellent.
Part they come.
Now you're going to sit up with your eyes closed. Sit up with your eyes closed. Put your hands out in front of you. Bend them with the fingers facing each other. That's good. Now open your eyes, Woodsy, and look at your fingers. Now you're going to start moving them in a circular motion, rapidly turning. Now pick up the pace faster and faster. Now that's good. When I stomp my foot, they'll instantly go the other way, and right now they go the other
traveling
way, deeper. And deeper you go into hypnosis. The faster they turn, the deeper they go. Faster now, and I stomp my hand, they instantly go the other way. That's right. And now when I stomp my foot, they start to go this way and that way and zigzag and diagonal, and there they go in a weird position. That's it. That's it, Woodsy. Now when I stomp my foot, they'll go in the immediate opposite way, whatever that is, and now they're going, that's it, Woodsy. This time when I stomp my foot, the left arm will drop down, the right hand keeps doing what it's doing at twice the speed, and now.
Wow.
And now this time, the last time when I snap my fingers,
practice this.
The hand goes down, you go deep to sleep, and right now, there you go.
And down.
Now, Woodsy, you know, at the end of the show, we're going to give you really powerful, positive suggestions for improvement in your life. Everything we've done right now on the air is just to demonstrate to people watching that you are hypnotized and that the suggestions I'm giving you are working. There is no possible way you could fake this of the many things we've done. And we're not here to prove whether you're faking it or not. It's obvious you're hypnotized. You're deeply breathing in a way that is not in the normal state. You're in this deep, relaxed state. Your eyes are closed. You could not open them. Your hand arm was stuck. You could not open it. Now, put your head up and look at me. Look at me. What did your arm look like when you were looking at your arm?
Like a club.
Like a club.
Like a club, like a kind of a shrivelly, like a club with a big knob at the end of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Sleep now.
Oh, my God.
Down he goes.
Now, you see, I did not suggest to him that it was a club with a big knob on the end.
He said maybe a tree branch or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is the creative element that comes out of the mind when you're hypnotized because you're getting rid of all self-criticism. You're getting rid of blockages to creativity. You're getting rid of things that get in the way. And that's a good example of that. So we are going to do some other things in the next segment.
Yes. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay. Let me say to Woodsy, open your eyes. You'll stay in hypnosis. You don't feel like you're in hypnosis now, do you?
No.
Look at right at me. Sleep now. Exactly. So we're going to let him now open his eyes. He will stay in hypnosis. He'll go through the break. No problem. And we'll do a couple more things. Remember, what we're demonstrating here is, and Woodsy's a great sport, and we're not trying to make a fool out of him. We're trying to show that. When you're open to this method, you actually will improve dramatically in terms of getting to that deeper mind to get rid of behaviors you don't want to have around if you're willing to do it and willing to go through it. And he is a wonderful person, a wonderful father, and a wonderful participant. So 1, 2, 3, open your eyes, back in the room. I think we're ready for you to continue your job.
Okay. We will be right back with more of Dr. Ken, medical hypnotherapist, and we'll see what else comes up this hour of Ben and Woods. Don't go away. Kelly's got some traffic, and we'll be right back with more right here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Well, that goes down as the most interesting foreplay we've ever had in the history of Ben and Woods. Welcome back. We are live this morning with Dr. Ken, who's a medical hypnotherapist. He worked with Woods a little bit before the show started. Dr. Ken, so what did you do with Woods before he got here? Just to kind of describe to our audience a little bit. You don't have to go through exactly how you placed him under a state of hypnosis and implanted suggestions, but what was that process like?
Well, Ben, we did what's called a rapid induction. Induction being the process of kind of making a contract with the person that we're going to work together for their benefit.
Yeah.
And once we got rid of some of the fears about hypnosis and explained to him that he's not going to be asleep, that it's a focused state of mind, that it might look like he's asleep, but he's really not, and that it's for his benefit. We're going to give him positive suggestions at the end, and we're just doing this to educate people. I then did a very rapid movement with him standing up, and this movement actually throws your mind off, and the mind in that moment is searching for some certainty. The certainty in Ben was he wanted to get down on the floor, which we put him on the floor.
That's what got me. And we were out in the hallway, and it was a little jarring, honestly, to see, because I didn't know what was coming.
Yes.
Obviously, Woods did not know what was coming.
Yes. That's why we didn't do it on the air.
Yeah.
Because we don't want people who aren't experts trying to do that. You could get hurt, but we put him down gently. And the mind, when it's in that condition, then we gave him suggestions that he's in what's called hypnosis. It's a state of taking suggestions to do things that are for his benefit, that we're going to do some things on the air that might be silly and funny, that we're not trying to humiliate him, but we are trying to, because he's a good sport, he's willing to demonstrate to people that suggestions have effects. The real suggestions we really care about later are, you'll improve at golf. You'll improve in your behaviors. You will stop smoking. You will, Ben, do you want me to talk about what you wanted to do?
Baseball.
Tobacco-wise,
yeah, baseball, right? Tobacco, yep, nicotine, yeah. All of that.
So,
stuff.
Yeah, if you're listening on the radio, everything that he said, Woods has followed along perfectly. You can always go back later on our YouTube stream. You'll be able to see the video of what's going on in studio. But Dr. Ken, you said you had something else for Woods coming out of the break.
So go ahead. Take up a step here, if you don't mind. That's perfect. And now we're going to take it up a step, and you don't mind, you're a good sport, and we're going to remind the audience one more time, everything we're doing is just to show that suggestions under hypnosis work, and the suggestions, though, we actually care about are the ones to help you improve your life. That's all we're doing here. What we're doing here is demonstration. Good. Sleep now. There you go. And obviously, he's an excellent individual with an excellent mind. The smarter you are, the faster you can go into hypnosis, the more creative you are. You can hear, again, that deep breathing. That's a sign of hypnosis. You cannot fake that kind of stuff. That's real. You can see him completely relaxed, and he told us that he's never felt so relaxed. This is the critical part of hypnosis, that relaxation gets you to perform better because you're able to not have muscle tension that gets in the way of sports performance. So here on this show, what really matters is improvement of sports performance in my mind. And so you can see if you're relaxed, you can take suggestions, but also you can recall that relaxation when you're performing sports. Now, Woodsy, I'm going to do some things, and you'll forgive me. They are silly. They're even stupid. But you are one of the most wonderful people I've met, and I know you understand that you're helping the listeners and helping your audience understand how they can use their inner mind to improve. So in a minute, I'm going to give you a bottle of water, and you're going to attempt to drink it. But you're going to find something very odd. You simply cannot get it into your mouth. No matter how hard you try, you can't get it into your mouth. The harder you try, the more it goes to the side, and you're going to keep attempting to drink it until I say sleep, in which case you will hold it in your hand, you won't spill it, and you'll hand it back to me. So go ahead and open your eyes. How you doing there, Woodsy? You're a wonderful guy, and I know it can get to your voice by speaking all the time. Here's a bottle of water. Why don't you take a drink so we can continue?
Go right ahead.
Come on. Just try your best. You might have to put it up even closer there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And you having a little trouble getting that out of your mouth? Yeah. It just won't do it, will it? No. So let me have that bottle back, and why don't we have you sleep now one more time? Now, this time, Woodsy, I'm going to hand you something that is really delicious. In fact, I'm going to give you a choice of which one you want. Now, when you see what I have, you're going to think it's the most delicious candy you've ever seen. If the audience looked at it, they would see six candles,
right.
Quite honestly.
Birthday candles.
Small wax candles. When you look at it, Woodsy, because your mind is so creative, because you have such a great imagination, that's it. Deeper and deeper and deeper. Deeper into your inner mind you go, Woodsy. You're going to look at it and you're going to think, oh, my Lord, he's giving me six, a choice of one of these six candies to eat, and you can pick them and just chew on it, and you'll be as happy as can be. One, two, three, open your eyes, and Woodsy, look what I have for you. I've got some great candy here. Would you like to take one of these and eat it? Yeah, sure. Go ahead, pick one. Are you sure you want that one?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead, chew on that. You're going to... Delicious. Delicious, isn't it? Yeah. Good. And don't eat the wrapper, so if you feel that string-like wrapper, take it out and put it on this plate. Yeah. Let's have that string so you don't eat that string. Yeah.
Delicious.
Good, wasn't it? You want another one? Or one's enough, probably. Okay, well, while you're up there, I've got an apricot for you. Now, when you see this... You see an apricot.
It's a lime.
Delicious apricot. When the audience sees it, they don't know. They think it's a lime. But you can see it's a delicious apricot. You want to spit anything out, Woodsy, you can if you don't. Yeah. That's good. Why don't you go ahead and take a big bite out of that apricot. Tell me how good that tastes.
Oh.
Isn't that good? Oh, yeah.
It's just devouring lime.
Oh,
half
Lord.
Of a lime.
That is such a good apricot. You want the other half?
Yeah. Another half
delicious.
Of a lime.
Take a big bite out of that thing. Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Juicy.
It's juicy. You know? That's good. We don't have a napkin here, unfortunately. Oh, here, Woodsy. Here. There you go. And now I've got something else here. When you look at this, you see an apple. The audience sees an apple. But when you bite into it, it tastes like... well, go ahead and bite into it, and I'll tell you what it tastes like. Take a big bite out of that. It tastes like gasoline. It's disgusting, like sewer water. Spit it out.
Oh,
yeah, gasoline. It's horrible. Yeah. It's like rotten. Here, take another one. Take another one. When you bite it, you'll find out it tastes like gasoline. Ugh. Okay. Yeah, and I'll spit it out. Yeah,
that's not good.
You don't like that.
No, he didn't like that. Okay, Woodsy. So now you got your hands all wiped off. You need anything else? Okay. Now, I got a rope here. Just a little normal rope. You're going to find something very odd about this rope, Woodsy. When you try to tie it, it's impossible. No matter how, I just want you to try a simple knot. Tie a simple knot. When you try to tie it, it's impossible. You'll find you cannot tie a knot out of that. Now, you know how you do I need to show you how to do it? Here, let me see for one second. Let me show you. See, the way you tie a knot is you go like that, and then you go like that. It's real simple, okay? So, here, but the funny part is the harder you try to tie a knot, the worse it gets. Yeah, you hold that up and... They see how no, it's impossible to tie a knot. Impossible. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Whatever that is. Very good. Very good, Woodsy. Very nice try. Nice try. Nice try.
Just tie the knot.
Nice try. Okay. So now the other thing is what we're demonstrating here, Woodsy, is the fact that people can have imaginary blocks. So actually, sleep, Woodsy. Sleep down. Let me explain something to your audience. What we're trying to show here is that. People can have imaginary blocks in their life, for example. So far we've had Woodsy think a candle was candy. Well, heck, you could think about yourself as not being good enough, not being strong enough to play sports, not being able to reach the score you want, but it's actually just something that you believe and it's not real. We've had him eat a lime. Boy, he really chomped into that lime like it was an apricot.
Devoured it.
Same principle, that in your mind you could imagine, in this case, something bad was good. That's interesting that we'd all like to get to. We don't want to keep judging ourselves as having bad sports skills, and yet we have good skills. And then he ate that apple, and he did taste gasoline and spit it out. You can see for yourself, I've got a big plate full of apple here. Normally you swallow an apple. And then I had him try to tie a knot out of this rope, which was impossible to do also, trying to show that you could have a block in the mind preventing you from performing something, and yet it's simply in your imagination, and that is... something that can be corrected through the power of the mind. So I think that what we're coming to here is the belief, I believe that everybody understands that Woodsy is hypnotized, and we have demonstrated multiple ways that he is in a state of acceptance of suggestion. So I think what we should do with Woodsy right now is give him the reward that we wanted to give him.
Of course.
Because, you know, how much more can we give the poor man to do and demonstrate this? Okay. So, Woodsy, you're in this state. I want you to go even deeper now, way, way, way down. I want you to go way down. That's it. And for the audience, if they were sitting here, what they would notice is your skin is warm. They would notice the deep breathing. They would notice the relaxation. In fact, I'm going to pick up one of your arms, and it should drop just like a rag doll. Your right arm, I'm picking it up. It should drop just like a rag doll, just like that. Here's the left arm, just like a rag doll, and you just drop down even deeper with it. Now, Woodsy, I know a little bit more about you, obviously, than I did this morning, and I found out you're a fantastic father, that you have wonderful children who are even ready to donate their money from their piggy bank to charity. And this could only happen from a wonderful parent who's teaching them incredibly good ethics and a deep desire to help mankind. Your children sound absolutely wonderful because they have that desire. And I want you to know that you actually are a wonderful person who is a creative person, who is someone who can actually look at wonder and not be afraid from it and can face wonder, and who is open and honest and very much but on the other hand, a very dependable, almost spiritual type person who believes in humanity. Otherwise, you wouldn't be the host of this show. And as you go forward from today, I'm going to give you some positive suggestions. These suggestions will remain with you because, not because I say they will, but because your subconscious mind understands that you have taken suggestions to this point, and that now the real work, the things that really matter, not the candles or the apple or the lime, the things that really matter are going to take place. You're going to find yourself becoming more creative as you move forward, Woodsy. You're going to find yourself coming up with ideas right out of the blue. But are they out of the blue? No, they're not, Woodsy. They're out of your deep subconscious mind, which we've been able to release with these demonstrations. And now your mind knows that that subconscious can be released, Woodsy. And so you'll find yourself becoming more creative, more able to come up with new ideas, new angles, new concepts, new approaches, new novel ideas. Not again because I'm saying that, but because you have shown us, and you have given us, the audience and me and your people here in the studio, given us the opportunity to see a real human being open themselves up and allow their unconscious spirit, if you would, to come forward. That takes courage, Woodsy, and we all thank you for that courage. And because of that, Woodsy, you're now open to these suggestions, and the suggestions I'm giving to you are that the creativity that's deep within you, Woodsy, will be released, just as you've released other things that have happened here. That creativity, that novelty, that ability to write new information, write new programming, come up with new ideas, come up with new ventures, come up with new things to not just entertain your sports audience, but also to educate them and to connect with them, Woodsy. Because we know that what people want at a deep, deep level is connection. And you have a baseball team, Woodsy, that has been able to create that connection. I understand that all kinds of people showed up to be on the team. I think this is a testament not just to the fact you have a great show, but that you're offering connection to other people, because this is what we all need. And I think you'll find that when you play baseball, Woodsy, I hear it's fastball. And, you know, that takes good reflexes to hit that ball. And I think what you're going to find, Woodsy, when you're up at bat, is that ball is going to seem like it's moving in slow motion and it's bigger than it normally is. I think Ted Williams used to say that the great baseball hitter, that he could see the seams in the baseball. He must have had some odd, maybe he was making that up, but I don't think so. He must have had some odd thing about his vision and his
line. Is this cheating? And if so, can I be a part of that as well?
Yeah, you could talk to me after the show if you want. So what Woodsy will see is that, Woodsy, you're going to see that ball moving slower and bigger, and you'll find your reflexes are faster. And most importantly of all, Woodsy, you're going to find yourself enjoying life better, feeling more loving, feeling more compassion, understanding yourself better, not being so self-critical, not judging yourself, and allowing yourself to be the human being, the wonderful human being that you actually are. And all these suggestions I've given you, Woodsy, are going to stay with you for the rest of your life. And in fact, there's one more suggestion I want to give to you. Whenever you see the color red, 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 it can be as small as a lady's nail polish, it could be a stop sign, it could be a billboard. It could be the brake lights on a car. When you see the color red, 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 Woodsy, it's going to remind you of how creative you are, how imaginative you are, and what a wonderful person you are, and how much self-confidence you have to move your show forward, to move your career forward, to move your family forward. Red, red, red. That's your trigger, Woodsy. And that response is going to be deep in the mind to give you more creativity, more imagination for writing things for your show and coming up with ideas, and more and the ability to become a better father, better human being, because you understand you have that in you inherently. And it's simply a trigger to remind you about that wonderful part of yourself. So when I count to three, Woodsy, you're going to open your eyes. No, in fact, this time I'll count from one to five. When I get to the number five, you'll be out of hypnosis completely. And, you know, before the show started, we said if there was an emergency, you would come out of hypnosis. Or if I had to leave the building, you'd come out of hypnosis. Now I'm taking you out of hypnosis by counting from one to five. Number one, energy's coming back into your fingers and toes, Woodsy. Number two, sitting up straight, beginning to come back in the room, Woodsy. Number three, that's right, that oxygen is circulating in, around, and through every muscle, nerve, and fiber in your entire body. You feel absolutely wonderful. Number four, your throat is clear, your nose is clear, your chest is clear. This is the most important thing, though, Woodsy. You're clear about a wonderful human being that you are. You know you've got the spirit within you to be a wonderful father, to be a wonderful radio host, and to move this show forward. Number five, eyes open now, Woodsy. Eyes open, back in the room. Put out your arms and stretch and notice how good you feel. And all those suggestions are going to stay with you as we move forward.
And he's back. And we're going to take one more quick time out here and wrap things up. Thank Dr. Ken for coming in and find out a little bit more, maybe the last bit or so, as we come back here with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. And what an interesting 47 minutes of the program today. Tyler in the chat, buddy. We're going to get back to sports, I promise you, man.
Oh, boy.
Got to relax a little bit. We got another 3 hours, and, you know, we will talk about the huge MLS slate last night. We will talk about, certainly, the two WNBA games yesterday as well. And we'll get back to it, man. You just got to relax, breathe a little bit.
So here's what everybody really wants.
We'll be okay.
Let's quickly go to traffic. While we were at commercial break, Dr. Ken worked on Benjamin Higgins.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see where this goes. Oh, no, we'll be
too.
Right back right after this.
He seems calm. Yeah.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Getting reports of a stalled vehicle partially blocking the transition ramp eastbound King Freeway right at the northbound 15 connector ramp. So just take it extra carefully. Westbound King Freeway looking good all the way into downtown, but we are starting to see some of the usual slowing in the usual spots. We're looking at you, westbound 52 heading out of Santee. I'm Kelly Danik with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, so Dr. Ken is talking to Ben. Dr. Ben is talking to Ken. Ben, how do you feel right now?
I feel okay.
Little more relaxed. Yeah. I think my brain keeps trying to fight it a little bit, but we'll see. Dr. Ken thinks I am at least susceptible to hypnotic suggestions.
He has perhaps one of the, just from knowing him for 6 years, I mean, Benny is the very, very strong-minded person. Works two full-time jobs on a daily basis. Has the two worst shifts in media. Nights and mornings, and he does them almost every day. And to be able to do that whilst managing, you know, a family, a home, everything else, carries a huge weight there. He does that every day. So, I mean, when you talk about strong of mind, certainly that's Ben. So he's had to.
This is the kind of person we like to hypnotize, honestly. He's very intelligent. He's very analytical. And all we have to ask him to do is take that analytical side and set it aside. You have to set it aside. Just like the comedians have that inner critic that they have to set aside, you have to set it aside. Now, I talked to Ben. I asked him what part of his golf game did he want to improve. He told me the chipping part, that he gets tense and he doesn't quite swing properly. Now, you heard Woodsy say that he felt more relaxed than he's ever felt. And you said you actually felt more relaxed. So this is the part of the mind that will come up and do that for you when you're playing golf. So let's do this. Sit back in your chair. And all I want you to do for you, Ben, take a look at this. Just take a look at that. Keep staring at it. And you stare at it, maybe even start counting the number of little tiny spots you see. And as it comes on and gets closer and closer to your eyes, that's it. Just close your eyes and just relax. And just let yourself go, Ben. Just let yourself go. That's it. Deeper. There you go. Deeper and deeper and deeper. And you're going to find, that's it. Find yourself. I'll count down. There you go. 10, 9, 8. Going deeper and deeper and deeper. Deeper asleep now, way, way down. 7, 6, 5. You see, no one's going to be making a fool out of you, Ben. We know how smart you are. We know you're the perfect person to have hypnosis, and we know exactly how to give you those suggestions. That's it. Just let yourself go, Ben. For once in your life, just let yourself go for 10 minutes. And just be that relaxed being you can be. That's good. And at this point, Ben, no other sounds bother you. These are the sounds of normal everyday living. If you hear people talking, they simply makes you go deeper and deeper and deeper into hypnosis. That's good, Ben. Way down. Now I'm going to lift one of your arms, your left arm. I'm going to drop it. Don't help me at all, Ben. Just let your body go loose and limp and become as passive as possible. I'm going to lift it up and drop it. And as it flops on your leg, I want you to go even deeper now. Here it goes. Just let it go and down. You go way, way down, Ben. Way down. You're doing great. And this relaxation, Ben, I want your unconscious mind to remember this. This is the key thing about hypnosis. This relaxation that a brilliant guy like you finds so difficult to achieve, that a mind like yours, an analytical mind, a hardworking mind, an incredibly energetic mind, it needs a break, Ben. Just like a car needs a break, just like any machine needs a break. It needs a break to rest. Now's your time to do it. Let yourself go now deeper for the 10 minutes where you're not having to work at this incredible level of excellence that you work at. I'm going to lift up your right arm, and I'm going to wiggle it, and it's going to go loose and limp like a rag doll. There it goes. Just let it go, and way down. Down you go. Way, way down. You're going to stay in your chair. You won't fall out. Any sounds you hear only serve to remind you that you're a wonderful human being going deeper and deeper. No problem at all. Now, I'm going to do a couple things with your arms. We're not going to do much with those other items that we had before.
2 minutes.
But I'm going to do a couple.
With 2 minutes.
Okay. What we're going to do, Ben, is this. You told me about your chipping. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to tap both your arms. I got both your arms. I'm going to wiggle them like this and drop them. Boom. When you go out on the golf course and you go to chip, as soon as you touch that chipping club, you're going to notice something in a deeper level, that your arms begin to relax and become the way you want them to be, just the way you're relaxed right now, that tension, that stress that you live with will disappear when you touch that chipping club. And when you touch that chipping club, those arm muscles are going to go loose and limp the way you want them to go. That when you go to chip, you're going to find that there's no resistance to it, just like you are right now in this incredibly relaxed state, that there's no resistance to your swing, but it will be a controlled swing exactly the way you want it. And you'll find, Ben, that every time you touch that chipping club more and more and more, that you'll be able to swing it properly because there's less and less tension. Now, for you also, whenever you see the color red, 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 red signals to you that your golf game will begin to improve. Whenever you see the color red, small as a lady's nail polish, as big as a billboard, car signals, brake lights, color red sends a trigger to your mind that your golf game, your chipping game will begin to improve. In fact, I want you to put a red dot on your chipping club so that every time you see that signal, you'll know your arms will relax, and most importantly, they'll track exactly the way you want them to track. Because you are a smart man. We all know that.
30 seconds.
You are incredibly intelligent.
30 seconds.
That intelligence on a deeper level will guide your club in exactly the way you want it to go. So now I'm going to count from 1 to 5, from 1 to 5, Ben. And when I get to the number 5, you'll no longer be hypnotized, but all the suggestions I gave you
will remain. Wake Ben up.
Number 1.
Yep, gotta wake Ben up.
Number 1. Energy is entering through your fingers and toes. Number 2, sitting up straight now, Ben, sitting up straight. Number 3, oxygen circulating in, around, and through every muscle, nerve, and fiber in your entire body. Number 4, your throat is clear, your nose is clear, your chest is clear. Listen, you're very clear, Ben, about what a great golfer you can be. Very clear.
We got to go to break here.
You're very clear. You will improve. Trigger in the signal for number 5, eyes open, no longer hypnotized. Feeling absolutely wonderful. You did great.
You crushed it, Benny.
You did great. Well done,
you
Benny.
Feel you feel nice and calm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
This is incredible.
Wow.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll say goodbye to Dr. Ken. He's been amazing. I loved it. Loved every second. We'll be right back. Ben and Woods, 97. Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. And what an interesting 47 minutes of the program today. Tyler in the chat, buddy, we're going to get back to sports, I promise you, man.
Oh, boy.
Got to relax a little bit. We got another 3 hours, and you know we will talk about the huge MLS slate last night. We will talk about certainly the two WNBA games yesterday as well. And we'll get back to it, man. You just got to relax, breathe a little bit.
So here's what everybody really wants.
We'll be okay.
Though. Let's quickly go to traffic. While we were at commercial break, Dr. Ken worked on Benjamin Higgins.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see where this goes.
Oh, no,
we'll
me
be
too.
Right back right after this.
He seems calm.
Traffic.
Yeah.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Davick.
Getting reports of a stalled vehicle partially blocking the transition ramp eastbound King Freeway right at the northbound 15 connector ramp, so just take it extra carefully. Westbound King Freeway looking good all the way into downtown, but we are starting to see some of the usual slowing in the usual spots. We're looking at you, westbound 52 heading out of Santee. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, so Dr. Ken is talking to Ben. Dr. Ben is talking to Ken. Ben, how do you feel right now?
I feel okay.
Little more relaxed.
Yep.
Yeah. I think my brain keeps trying to fight it a little bit, but we'll see. Dr. Ken thinks I am at least susceptible to hypnotic suggestions.
He has perhaps one of the, just from knowing him for 6 years, I mean, Benny is the very, very strong-minded person. Works two full-time jobs on a daily basis. Has the two worst shifts in media. Nights and mornings, and he does them almost every day. And to be able to do that whilst managing, you know, a family, a home, everything else carries a huge weight there. He does that every day. So, I mean, when you talk about strong of mind, certainly that's Ben. So he's had to.
This is the kind of person we like to hypnotize, honestly. He's very intelligent. He's very analytical. And all we have to ask him to do is take that analytical side and set it aside. You have to set it aside. Just like the comedians have that inner critic that they have to set aside, you have to set it aside. Now, I talked to Ben. I asked him what part of his golf game did he want to improve. He told me the chipping part, that he gets tense and he doesn't quite swing properly. Now, you heard Woodsy say that he felt more relaxed than he's ever felt. And you said you actually felt more relaxed. So this is the part of the mind that will come up and do that for you when you're playing golf. So let's do this. Sit back in your chair. And all I want you to do for you, Ben, take a look at this. Just take a look at that. Keep staring at it. As you stare at it, maybe even start counting the number of little tiny spots you see. And as it comes on and gets closer and closer to your eyes, that's it. Just close your eyes and just relax. And just let yourself go, Ben. Just let yourself go. That's it. Deeper. There you go. Deeper and deeper and deeper. And you're going to find, that's it, find yourself, I'll count down, there you go, 10, 9, 8, going deeper and deeper and deeper, deeper asleep now, way, way down, 7, 6, 5. You see, no one's going to be making a fool out of you, Ben. We know how smart you are. We know you're the perfect person to have hypnosis, and we know exactly how to give you those suggestions. That's it, just let yourself go, Ben. For once in your life, just let yourself go for 10 minutes. Just be that relaxed.
He is
being
out.
You can be. That's good. And at this point, Ben, no other sounds bother you. These are the sounds of normal everyday living. If you hear people talking, they simply makes you go deeper and deeper and deeper into hypnosis. That's good, Ben. Way down. Now I'm going to lift one of your arms, your left arm. I'm going to drop it. It don't help me at all, Ben. Just let your body go loose and limp and become as passive as possible. I'm going to lift it up and drop it. And as it flops on your leg, I want you to go even deeper now. Here it goes. Just let it go and down. You go way, way down, Ben. Way down. You're doing great. And this relaxation, Ben, I want your unconscious mind to remember this. This is the key thing about hypnosis. This relaxation that a brilliant guy like you finds so difficult to achieve, that a mind like yours, an analytical mind, a hardworking mind, an incredibly energetic mind, it needs a break, Ben, just like a car needs a break, just like any machine needs a break. It needs a break to rest. Now's your time to do it. Let yourself go now deeper for the 10 minutes where you're not having to work at this incredible level of excellence that you work at. I'm going to lift up your right arm, and I'm going to wiggle it, and it's going to go loose and limp like a rag doll. There it goes. Just let it go, and way down. Down you go. Way, way down. You're going to stay in your chair. You won't fall out. Any sounds you hear only serve to remind you that you're a wonderful human being going deeper and deeper. No problem at all. Now, I'm going to do a couple things with your arms. We're not going to do much with those other items that we had before.
2 minutes.
But I'm going to do a couple.
With 2 minutes.
Okay. What we're going to do, Ben, is this. You told me about your chipping. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to tap both your arms. I got both your arms. I'm going to wiggle them like this and drop them. Boom. When you go out on the golf course and you go to chip, as soon as you touch that chipping club, you're going to notice something in a deeper level, that your arms begin to relax and become the way you want them to be, just the way you're relaxed right now. That tension, that stress that you live with will disappear when you touch that chipping club. And when you touch that chipping club, those arm muscles are going to go loose and limp the way you want them to go. That when you go to chip, you're going to find that there's no resistance to it, just like you are right now in this incredibly relaxed state, that there's no resistance to your swing, but it will be a controlled swing exactly the way you want it. And you'll find, Ben, that every time you touch that chipping club more and more and more, that you'll be able to swing it properly because there's less and less tension. Now, for you also, whenever you see the color red, 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 red signals to you that your golf game will begin to improve. Whenever you see the color red, small as a lady's nail polish, as big as a billboard, could be car signals, brake lights, color red sends a trigger to your mind that your golf game, your chipping game will begin to improve. In fact, I want you to put a red dot on your chipping club so that every time you see that signal, you'll know your arms will relax, and most importantly, they'll track exactly the way you want them to track. Because you are a smart man, we all know
about 30
that.
Seconds.
You are incredibly intelligent.
30 seconds.
That intelligence on a deeper level will guide your club in exactly the way you want it to go. So now I'm going to count from 1 to 5, from 1 to 5, Ben. And when I get to the number 5, you'll no longer be hypnotized, but all the suggestions I gave you
will wake Ben up.
Number 1.
Yep, gotta wake Ben
number
up.
Number 1, energy is entering through your fingers and toes. Number 2, sitting up straight now, Ben, sitting up straight. Number 3, oxygen circulating in, around, and through every muscle, nerve, and fiber in your entire body. Number 4, your throat is clear, your nose is clear, your chest is clear. Listen, you're very clear, Ben, about what a great golfer you can be. Very clear.
We gotta go to break here.
You're very clear. You will improve. Trigger in the signal for number 5. Eyes open, no longer hypnotized. Feeling absolutely wonderful. You did great.
You crushed it, Benny.
You did great.
Well done,
you
Ben.
You feel nice and calm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
This is incredible.
Wow.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll say goodbye to Dr. Ken. He's been amazing. I loved it. Loved every second. We'll be right back. Ben Woods, 97.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.